And joining me in the studio now is Jen, a volunteer with the Richmond, Virginia Independent Media Center. Jen, tell us a little bit about your recent travels down to the border region.
I just came back from San Diego, California, and I was down there hanging out with the Organic Collective in their mobilizations against border vigilantism. Most recently, after the California Minutemen set up posts along the San Diego border region throughout the month of August, a new wave of border vigilantes called the Friends of the Border Patrol chose to set up posts along this border town near called Calexico. It's right across from Mexicali. So as per usual in San Diego, they've been able to organize themselves in this really awesome coalition called Gente Unida. And they, as with the California Minutemen, they went out and did mass actions to disrupt the activities of the California Minutemen. So last weekend was the beginning of the Friends of the Border Patrol, and they were trying to set up their registration and a meeting at a hotel in San Diego. And last Saturday morning on, not this Saturday, but Saturday before that, I guess I would make it the 16th, we rolled out there with a posse of about 50 people and confronted the Friends of the Border Patrol for their racist anti-immigrant ideology and effectively shut down their meeting. And afterwards, the Friends of the Border Patrol were quoted in the media as saying that they could no longer do their operations. After an expected 2,000 adherents they were trying to get, they only managed to get about 25 people to sign up with them. And along with that, the town of Calexico, which is where they were planning to base themselves out of, Calexico is 80% Latino, and the entire town rejected them. And so there was a mobilization that Saturday as well in Calexico, a march to the border where they rejected the Minutemen and said that they could not come to their town. So they pretty much failed.
What kind of work is Friends of the Border Patrol trying to do? What do you mean by vigilantism?
Well, there's always been people organized and somewhat, I don't know, along the border states with the U.S. and Mexico. There's four border states, and people usually sometimes hang out in the desert and watch for migrants from Mexico as they're crossing into the U.S. because of U.S. immigration policy that makes it so hard for people to come into this country to work. People usually enter without papers or without going through the legal channels, and there are people mostly from Mexico, and they come here to find jobs, to be exploited in our economy so that they can send money at home to build a house, send their kids to school, or survive, basically, because there's not really very many options to survive in Mexico because, well, their government works with our government to make sure they screw over as many people as possible. So people come here, and people that live in the border are pretty much, there's some of them they want to scapegoat migrants that are coming into the U.S. A lot of people now, as xenophobia is rising in the U.S., they're fighting people of color and immigrants as the perfect place to blame all of our country's problems. So these people have been getting a lot of press, starting with in April with the Minutemen Project in Arizona. They've been organizing and carrying guns and watching along the border for people that are crossing. And this new one called the Friends of the Border Patrol, they are unarmed, but they're still, their intent is to harass and intimidate people coming into the U.S.
From a legal standpoint, is this legal for them to do, the Friends of the Border Patrol?
Yeah, a lot of these people that are doing it, that they have a completely permissive atmosphere with the local law enforcement agencies and also the Border Patrol. A lot of the people, especially the Minutemen, they're former law enforcement people and also ex-Marines that usually have concealed weapons permits or have whatever kind of papers they need to carry their guns with them. But Friends of the Border Patrol, they're unarmed. They're a lot more palatable to the mainstream media for that reason. So they get a lot of good coverage. But the fact is they still come from the same racist ideology as the Minutemen do. And the fact that we shut them down last weekend shows a lot that people in California are against their activities.
What kind of coalition of folks came together to shut down the recruitment drive of the Friends of the Border Patrol?
This coalition called Gente Unida, the People United, and also another coalition, La Tierra es de Todos, Land is of is Everyone's. It's a regional Southern California coalition, people from San Diego, different groups from San Diego, L.A., North County. You have all kinds of, like, different groups. There's union involvement, anarchist involvement. There's a little bit of the socialist organizations involved, and also grassroots neighborhood organizations that have become members of this coalition. It's pretty broad and wide-based.
Was there any direct confrontation when the groups that are opposed to the Friends of the Border Patrol met up with the Friends of the Border Patrol this last weekend in Calexico?
Yes, actually, when we went to their hotel, we went armed with a lot of drums and banners and signs, and we got up in their faces and told them to go home, that they weren't welcome there. And actually, a friend of mine got tackled by one person. We managed to take away their table. We created a lot of noise and disrupted their activities. Two people were arrested, and one was later released without any charges, and another person was charged. So we did. And the whole time, all summer long, people have been mobilizing not just against the Friends of the Border Patrol, but the California Minutemen, and people organized Buenas Noches Brigades, and they would go out every night to where the Minutemen were camped out at, and they would go to their camp with a sound system, a spotlight, and a megaphone, and at night turn on the music, start talking smack on the megaphone to the Minutemen, and announce along the border for people not to cross there that there were Minutemen there, and then shine the spotlight around to disrupt their activities.
Why is it important to disrupt the organizing activities of groups such as Friends of the Border or the California Minutemen?
Why is it important to disrupt them? Well, from my perspective and my reality, I think that they espouse a racist ideology that represents the growing trend of xenophobia in this country. When you have times of recession and economic downturn, people need to start blaming their problems on someone. So a lot of those people that are shouldering this blame are Latino immigrants. And they're just coming to the U.S. to work here and being exploited in our wage slave economy just so they can send money home. And so a lot of these people are saying that the people that are crossing in are smugglers, or they're drug dealers, they're bringing in terrorists, when it's not true. So you find that these people, they're just trying to cast blame somewhere else when they should instead be looking at our government for the blame. So,
what has been the reaction from what we would call mainstream America, the regular old folks that are getting their news from the corporate media? What has been their reaction to the rise of the California Minutemen and Minutemen in Arizona and now Texas? Would you say that there's a genuine atmosphere of support for these vigilante actions?
I don't know about for the country as a whole, but in California, it was recently shown in polls that Californians are opposed to civilian border patrol groups or any kind of border vigilantism. So I think people are seeing through what they're doing, but it's up to people like us to constantly oppose them and confront them. Otherwise, the mainstream media, which is completely permissive with them, will let them have their space and maybe grow from there. But I think people are generally against them.
Are there groups organized in Mexico to work with the groups here in the United States to fight back against the strategies of the Minutemen?
Yeah, there's a little cross-border coordination going on, especially in Tijuana. And Mexicali, there's a little bit of work, but I can't really comment any more on that. I know that there is work going on, but I don't know any specifics.
What's the next step? Is there another action planned to counter the Minutemen? Do we know the next step of the Minutemen? It seems like activists seem to kind of follow what the Minutemen do and then react.
Yeah, I think there is discussion going on about how to be less reactionary and doing whatever they're doing and reacting to what they're doing. So I think people are now taking this time to see what they're doing, to do a little introspection. But the Minutemen are not only organizing along the U.S.-Mexico border, they're also starting to organize in places like New York with the Canadian border. So, and also they're organizing in Houston, which isn't even on the border. So I think we need to do still more outreach to educate people about who these people are and what their real intents are. And with ourselves, maybe think of more creative, positive alternatives to the border instead of constantly screaming at the Minutemen and getting in their faces.
Among the calls that have been put out by the Organic Collective is citizenship for everyone. And then another call has been no borders. And it seems, how do those two fit together? How do you have citizenship for all and at the same time no borders?
There's a certain amount of privilege that the U.S. government erects for itself to be free to dominate the rest of the world, and the amount of privilege that it grants its citizens. I think everyone that comes into this country that wants to live here, they should be given citizenship, because isn't that what our country is based upon? Well, after post-genocide and post-slavery, that's what our culture is. We're a hodgepodge of people here that come from all over the place. So we should be more welcoming of immigrants that come into our country. And also give these people citizenship so they can also collectively bargain for workers' rights, so that they don't have to keep on working in meat packing plants in Iowa, making crap wages and putting their lives in danger every day. So I don't believe in borders, especially the U.S.-Mexico border. And I think we use borders to create war. So
it seems like calling for citizenship for all peoples is a short-term solution to a longer-term solution of a society without borders. Is that correct?
Yes, I think that's what we're trying to get to.
Where can people go to plug in to these organizing actions to resist the Minutemen and organize for a brighter society?
They can visit DeleteTheBorder.org, and that has a lot of information about different groups involved in combating the border and also activities along the border. I think also San Diego Indie Media is definitely a hub of activity for people talking about and communicating about what's going on along the border. You find in places like San Diego and Tucson that the communities there are definitely engaged in what's going on the border, and it's one of their primary concerns.
I understand you have some video footage that you're interested in sharing with the community of Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I have video footage of what people did to confront the Minutemen, and also I have fresher, and that's video footage from August, and I have fresher video footage from 2 weekends ago about our confrontation with Friends of the Border Patrol, and I would like to show it, yes.
Well, we're going to try and organize a video screening of that, so stay tuned to this station as well as santacruz.indymedia.org for all the details on that. Thanks for joining me in the studio and giving this report back on organizing against people that are trying to shut down our borders and be racist.
Well, thank you for having me.